Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Everybody, everybody, everybody's had a broken heart now.
Welcome back to Twitter after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Just you and me. I want to talk about what I'm calling the Small Business Mission Statement, and I'll get to that in a second. On August the 8th, 2020, the unprecedented Paycheck Protection Program closed. August 8th. Even though there were $130 billion unused funds still in the pot. This money was appropriated specifically to help small businesses that were struggling to survive through no fault of their own, but rather due to the 1-2 punch of an unprecedented pandemic and unprecedented political shutdowns. Since that date, the ugliest and most shameless display of partisan politics has been afoot, with Main Street operators being used as footballs. For decades, we've observed that compared to how Wall Street is treated, Washington regards America's Main Street businesses like stepchildren of a lesser god. Even more shameful is how they invoke our contribution. Small businesses are the backbone of the economy, when it suits their re-election pandering. If saving small businesses were truly Congress's priority, it would have been fall off a log easy to just extend the August 8th date to apply for the Paycheck Protection Program money almost indefinitely. Or Congress could have delivered the new PPP2 package in September. They were working on it. They debated it. They could have been done in September. It could have been done in October. It could have been done in November. It could have been done before Christmas. Perhaps you'll note a tone in my voice. It's because the first PPP funds, the first PPP2 funds in the new act, won't be deposited into a small business's bank account probably before the third week of January. That will be at least 166 days late. Meanwhile, small businesses are failing every day. Tens of thousands. Remember what I said on this show 281 days ago. When a small business collapses, a family collapses. When a small business collapses, a family collapses. Between the political shutdowns and the intermittent and late financial help, tens of thousands of small business families have collapsed. Where are the small business family matter placards? Where are the small business families matter placards? If you run or ran a small business, it shouldn't be too difficult to find out whether your representative or senator have been part of the solution or the problem. And armed with that information about who behaved with urgency on financial assistance and who played politics, you'll know what to do in the next election. The reason Washington has so little regard for the small business sector is that politically speaking, we're less organized than a box of macaroni. The small business sector really is the backbone of the American economy, but we must aggregate and extend our leadership leverage beyond the four walls of our businesses. My friends, there are 100 million small business decision makers in America. That doesn't even include our families. Think of the possibilities if we coalesce that influence around a common theme as simple as this question. Does this tax, law, regulation, trade policy, does this help or hurt my small business? That's the question we ask. Going forward, we must ask every elected representative, local, federal, and state, that question, does this help or hurt my small business? And we need to hold them accountable when they seek re-election. More than ever before, my friends, we have to worship at the throne of results, not a political party. I've been talking about this for 20 years. Small business owners have got to understand that beyond party, beyond any other issue, what's best for our businesses, we should become single-issue voters for our businesses. because this is what I believe, my friends. What's good for a small business is good for America. And what's good for America is good for the world. Beyond our businesses and our family reasons for getting organized, that's the bigger picture. And I think it should be our mission statement. What's good for small business is good for America. All the other things that you think are important, that you might vote for a member of Congress or a president for one thing or another, all of those things, if you're a small business owner and your family depends on you, all of those other things should be secondary issues to this question. Does this help or hurt my small business? Because all those other things you're going to want to contribute to. You're going to want to support those secondary things. But guess what? If you're not in business, you're going to have a hard time doing that. Your business is the mothership. You've got to ask the question. Default to this question. Does this help or hurt my small business? And then we have to fall back on our mission statement. What's good for a small business is good for America. And what's good for America is good for the world. I believe that, my friends. What do you think? If you want to comment on that, jimb@jbsba.com. jimb@jbsba.com. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassie. I'm right here. She ain't looking, 'cause you know you rather have it on her own. Cool and moody, cool and hot, cool and moody. Do you have a great idea?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.